Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, giving away Aerosmith tickets today on the show. You got to give us a four. Mike Schmidt hit four home runs on this day back in the 1970s. All right. Sixers tonight. I candidly admit I am pumped. I also candidly admit I am aware that I might be a clown because they might clown me and clown all of us and just, you know, limp their way out of the playoffs like they always do with a whimper. I said it before. I'll say it again. We need Joel Embiid's will to be as great as his skill. His skill is unbelievable. I mean, guys, I don't have to tell you. We've seen Joel, I mean, almost for a decade now. We've seen him for like 7 years or something. He was drafted by the Sixers back in, 2013 or 14, whatever it was. Missed the 2 years. Has played since. He is an all-time skilled player. Come playoff time, he is an all-time low-will player. Now, he's also had bad luck. No doubt about that. But you know Jimmy Butler's going to bring it tonight. I need Joel to bring it. Not just the skill, bring the will. There is an opportunity here, not only to win the night, but to go on a serious run because the East is pretty weak. And at the very least, the conference title round is there to be gotten to. So go get there and then take your chance once you get there. Now, Flyers, they missed the playoffs. Let's listen to the sequence last night because it was – I actually put up on Twitter, it was probably – 30 of the strangest damn seconds in the history of the Flyers. I mean, it was – so if you don't know, Flyers needed to win. They needed to win in regulation. You needed ultimately Pittsburgh to lose in regulation, which was a game that was going to be tonight, actually, yesterday, tomorrow. But what you also needed last night during that game is you needed the Detroit Red Wings to lose in regulation. And for a good while, they were down. And they were down by a goal. There's a minute left. There's 50 seconds left. I'm looking at my phone. I move away from my phone because I'm also watching the Flyers game. And then unbeknownst to me at the moment and most of us, because this is how it sounded, when Detroit scored a goal with 3 seconds left that effectively eliminated the Flyers.
Scrambled, face-off, comes back, quick shot.
Scores!
Scores! David Perron! It's a tie game! David Perron has tied it up! Wow!
All right, I'm going to just assume that's Detroit.
Wow!
That's got to be Detroit radio, right?
If that were a national broadcast, it would be a travesty.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right, but I didn't know it yet because I'm watching the Flyers game and had moved away from my phone seeing the tick, tick, tick of Detroit. So this is the way it breaks to me and most of us in Philadelphia. If you're watching the Flyers, this is like seconds later, Jim Jackson and Boosh calling the game, NBC Sports Philadelphia. You've got a tie Flyers game. Where maybe they're about to pull the goal, and of course they're going to have to pull them soon, and because you got to win in regulation,
which is a wild thing.
Wild
thing about that.
This is how basically the news broke to the city of Philadelphia that the Flyers had missed the playoffs.
The Red Wings just scored with 3 seconds to go.
You have got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
We'll show it to you eventually, but
oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. Horrible. So, look, the Flyers go down in flames. And, again, I am ticked that they traded players at the trade deadline. And the freaking draft picks they get better be good for a damn long time, because they had a inside track to make the playoffs and said, okay, nope, let's just take future assets. And then they missed the playoffs in a sport where if you make the playoffs, anything is possible. Anything's possible in that sport. You get to the playoffs at 8 seed, you can do anything you want. 7 seed, whatever. All right, 215-592-9494. John, where are you at on the Sixers tonight? Because you know me, I'm a little bit concerned about Jimmy. I think the Sixers will probably win. But, I mean, I got the Sixers at like a 60-40 tonight. Like, Jimmy Butler is
– oh, come on.
Jimmy Butler
Jimmy
has
Butler
been so much
old.
More
– Jimmy Butler is slowing down. Jimmy Butler, yes, he's a beast. And his mindset is dominant. He is masterful with the mindset. Joel needs to work on his mindset.
Yes, he does.
As you're mentioning, that's his biggest weakness. Tough mental toughness, the willingness to push through.
The whole thing.
But, man, I'm really confident. And you know, this is just the first step. With Jimmy slowing down, Bam Adebayo tonight, the task is monumental, what he's being asked to do. Slow down Joel Embiid. They're going to try to front him. They're going to try to double him. They're going to try to just triple him. They're going to mix it up in whatever way they can to deny him the ball, because as soon as he gets that ball, it's impossible to slow him down.
Well,
it's impossible to keep him off the foul line. It's going to be a Joel night.
Through
and
the years, teams
I'm so excited to see that.
Teams have defended Joel a little different in the postseason because, you know, players try harder. And so you do get more double teams, and Joel's got to pass that. Look, when he passes, Kelly Oubre's got to make his shots. And Buddy Hield's got to make his shots. I mean, they got to make their shots. They got to make a lot of them.
And they're licking their chops because they know they can. And it's just, it feels different.
So, let me ask you.
You got guys who want that, the excitement of that responsibility
of
taking that
shot. Quick Buddy Hield question, because I haven't followed every twist and turn of his career. Has he played a meaningful game since Villanova beat him by 50 points in the Final Four?
No. I don't
think
so.
He's been on scrub teams, right?
Yeah, he's been on scrub teams.
Like his whole career, I think.
I think so.
What was he, a king?
Was he in
a
playing game? Was he maybe in a playing game?
What?
But that's my point. I'm saying, like, this is maybe
I mean,
that level.
That's what this is, but this is Philadelphia. This isn't freaking Sacramento. This isn't the freaking Pelicans, all right? This is Philadelphia, dude. Do it tonight. Hield and Oubre. Maxey and Embiid need your help. But make no mistake, Joel, this is primarily on you, my man. This is primarily on you. I need your will to be as great as your skill. And if it is, the Sixers can win a championship. Show us. Let's get to Eric and Cherry Hill, plus a great job by Ranger last night. Eric, good morning, pal.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Eric?
I'm going to talk Sixers, but real quick about the Phillies. I'm not ready to, turn the corner yet, but I agree with Joe. Ranger is, like, quickly becoming
oh, I love him.
One of my favorites. He's just got that swag, like, he kind of reminds me, not skill-wise, but he kind of reminds me of Pedro in his prime, just like,
cool.
You know what
he is, Eric? He's cool. Matter of fact, Eric, if you would indulge me for one moment, let me just, this is Ranger.
Ranger. Suave. Cuando tienes ganar un partido, Ranger, the man you want as your amigo.
Of course, that's Joe Conklin from
Strong.
Like, I mean, Eric, he's just cool, and he's effective. I mean, like, he's got to be one of the best third pitchers in baseball. He's got to be.
Yeah, defensively, I mean,
wow, he's tremendous at that.
Yeah. The Sixers, I'm also with you. You know, I'm cautiously optimistic, but you were talking about, like, skill versus will. The thing about Butler is that, he has the will, but I feel like this season I've seen like a pretty steep drop off.
He's getting older. He is.
So, yeah,
he conserves himself, though, to be fair. Like, you know.
I agree with James on that. Let's remember, Eric, they were an 8 seed last year and got to the finals. I think Jimmy Butler is a pick his spots guy, and this is a spot. And by the way, Eric, make no mistake, because he's not a dummy. Jimmy Butler knows what I know. The winner of tonight's game has a great chance to get to the conference title round, and the loser of tonight's game has a great shot to be eliminated in the next week and a half. Like, I really believe whoever wins tonight will be in the conference title game.
Yeah, I can't believe the next the number two
seed. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Eric, give me an answer here. A notable four for the Arrowsmith tickets. What do you got?
Yeah, how about Dorothy, Tin Man, Lion, Scarecrow?
Wow, that's a big one right there to the Wizard of Oz. That's a big foursome. I like that a lot.
Very strong. Colorful. Just, that's Americana right
but
there.
But there is a problem. What is the problem with that?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Foursome.
You got a tiny little fifth?
Correct.
Toto.
Yeah, you can't leave the dog out.
You can't. Yeah. And I'm anti-dog guy.
I know you are.
I'm anti-dog guy.
I'm proud of you for that.
We never disrespect Toto. And I mean, it's literally five.
Yes.
Entities go, I was going to say people. Yeah. Five entities going down the road, and I got this guy, our last caller, Eric, calling him a foursome.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful to the dog.
It is.
That dog disrespect right there. 215-592-9494. Speaking of disrespect, Howie Roseman yesterday, a little disrespectful in a moment in the press conference. So most of the press conference, he doesn't say a ton. Right? I mean, you know, we all know the Howie pre-draft press conference thing. He's going to sort of talk in circles. Nick Sirianni even made a crack at one point, John, about how he's running out the clock effectively, certain amount of time to be up there, and you know, a little filibuster action, if you will.
That's clever.
But obviously, I think the main thing of things from the past, meaning not looking ahead to the draft, that he's really not going to tell, I'm taking this kid, not that kid. He's not going to say that. But the main thing from the last couple weeks that people wanted to know about was obviously the situation with Hassan Reddick. Like, yo, what happened? Like, why isn't he an Eagle? So let's get to the initial question about Hassan Reddick, how Howie answered that. Then we'll get to the follow-up a little bit later in the press conference. Here's Howie Roseman initially when asked about Hassan Reddick.
First time talking to you since the Hassan Reddick trade. I guess, what went into the decision to move on from a player that's still reasonably in their prime, and how hard will it be to make up for that production?
Great player. You know, Hassan had a great 2 years in Philadelphia, obviously. You know, Camden kid, played at Temple. Couldn't have been more excited to sign him. So it's bittersweet to lose a player and a person like that. You know, as the offseason went along, and we added Bryce, who we're incredibly excited about, brought back Josh, drafted Nolan Smith in the first round. BG came back. We have some young guys at that position who we're excited to develop. You know, and through the conversations with the Jets, we felt like it was a win-win situation, but always hard to get rid of players and people like Hassan.
All right, most of the answer is completely fine, but he slides in near the end, this win-win thing. And so, well, first off, what do I mean, I like Hassan Reddick and I want good for him, but what do I care as an Eagles fan? What's the win for him or the freaking Jets? I'm an Eagles fan. I want the best for the Eagles. I want win for the Eagles. Now, how he's telling you it is a win for the Eagles, maybe it will turn out true, maybe it won't. Obviously dependent on Bryce Huff's effectiveness, dependent on what value level player the Eagles get down the road for the draft pick they acquired, how much Hassan Reddick truly has left in the tank. But, you know, I didn't like the win-win thing, but, you know, to Howie's credit, it could ultimately prove true. We'll see. I know this, the better Hassan Reddick plays up there, the worse I'm going to feel down here. Like, if it's a win for the Jets, it don't make me feel good. If it's a win for Hassan Reddick because he gets all his money and he's still a great player, that don't make me feel good.
Don't you think it's possible that that's just throwaway contract lingo?
Well, probably,
when
John.
When you're talking about dealing with Joe Douglas, a guy that you're familiar with, a guy that we as an organization,
yeah,
and even as a fan base are familiar with.
I'll say, here's what I think happened, John. I think in a press conference in which Howie didn't say much of note, I think he said something there yesterday that Dave Uram, KYW, by the way, he one of our sister stations at WIP, I thought did a great job here in win-win and say, huh, all right, let me ask a follow-up question to that concept. So let's listen to this exchange. I thought Howie was, frankly, out of line with his answer here. And unfortunately, with how he answered, he never really truly answered the question. Was it a perfectly worded question from Uram? Technically, no. The Eagles technically traded for a draft pick. Uram calls it a conditional pick. It's technically not accurate, but it's a draft pick.
But that's the way we all talk.
Yeah, it's the way humans talk.
It's a third that can become a second. That's what we all say.
Correct. It's a draft pick that has a condition that it can move from a 3 to a 2. It's really not that complicated. Howie gets incredibly...
You could have said a draft pick that has conditions.
Correct.
And say, it's like, come on, man. Semantics.
Howie gets incredibly nitpicky here and kind of snarky. And this is the exchange. And unfortunately, this is all we ended up getting on Hassan. So we never really got the answer to... What's the answer? This is the exchange when Uram asked a reasonable follow-up question.
Follow-up on Hassan, you referred to it as bittersweet and a win-win. What do you think the upside is for trading Hassan for the conditional pick a couple of years down the line?
Well, the pick's not conditional. We're getting a pick, so I don't really think I understand the question.
It's a third round from a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what do you think the upside is for trading Hassan with a year left in his deal in his prime for the pick that he's got?
Well, I think you're asking a question in a vacuum without all the other factors. So, I mean, if we want to talk about all the factors that go into building the team and the resources that we put into each position, we can do that. But I don't think the question's really fair and accurately describes the transaction.
I mean, John, I'm a Howie guy. You guys know I
This was unbelievable.
This was a bad moment for Howie.
Jerky.
Yeah,
it
by
is
the
jerky.
Way.
I think it's his worst answer ever, honestly.
I think so. Well, I can't remember.
I don't know about that.
That I remember. Like, I don't remember him being a total jerk.
It's not great.
This was, yeah, sure. We want to talk about all the factors that you're laying out there. Like, we would love to talk about all of these things, but you just don't tell us. Those things. We would love those details.
But you know what worries me about
Please
his answer?
Please immerse us.
Like, I feel like it shows that maybe he doesn't feel great about it.
Correct.
Because he didn't want to answer it. Like, he got pretty prickly.
It's
pretty
definitely
quickly.
A hot
But
zone.
That worries
it's
me
definitely...
because you want the GM to feel confident in that exchange. And he
sure.
clearly didn't want to talk about it in depth.
If now, you wonder if Fangio wanted him gone.
Well, anything's possible. Yeah. I mean, look, it could have been. Look, here's the deal. Howie Roseman's objective yesterday on the Hassan Reddick thing should have been to publicly put it to bed. So now, look, in the end, next season will spur further conversation. But part of Howie's mission yesterday entering that is probably to, all right, let me see what I can say that will mollify a fan base that's like, what the hell happened with Hassan Reddick and why isn't an Eagle? Howie did the exact opposite of put it to bed.
Yeah.
He did literally the exact opposite. Rhea, your theory could be Vic Fangio still on the table.
Yeah.
It could be that Hassan Reddick was going to hold out. It could be that Hassan Reddick's demands were too crazy. It could be the Eagles don't think Hassan Reddick's that good anymore. It could be Hassan Reddick was a problem in the locker room. That's what the Eagles think. I have no idea what the answer is. The bottom line is there was an attempt to get answers.
Yeah.
And how we not only stonewalled
basic,
it.
A very basic innocent attempt to get answers. And,
correct.
And how he really did throw it back
correct.
In his face in an unfair way.
Because, John, you know it was unfair. It was incredibly nitpicky.
Like he's saying, you're asking me you're asking me something that you've got a lack of information.
Right.
You're asking a question in a vacuum. Yes, he's trying to address that vacuum and get more information, so he's not
right.
asking from a vacuum.
Totally.
No one has that information but you. Like,
yes.
you know that you're the only
yes.
person that has
totally.
That. There's no possible way we could know the conversation between the Jets and you
precisely.
And Hassan. Like, it's outrageous.
And, James, look, I would think at some point here in the next couple months we'll have Howie Roseman on the show. I would think that's a likelihood. Probably after the draft. That's certainly my hope. I'll tell you this. I'll be exceedingly specific with exact questions to ask him about Reddick. Now, he may eschew them all and say, I'm not going there. Like, I will ask him, did you think Hassan... Okay, hold on. Did Hassan Reddick or his agent tell you that he was going to hold out from mandatory stuff? Yes or no? See what he says. Did you think if he held out that he would have been committed to hold out through games into the regular season? Yes or no? If his answer is no, like, I think he would have played, then why did you trade him? Like, what, and then he'll probably pivot to, well, we believe in the draft compensation. Okay, but let's get there. I mean, but don't be – he was like – look, I like Howie. I want to be clear. I think Howie is a good dude. He's done a great job with the Eagles. He's done an exceptional job with the Eagles. I mean, we are very lucky in Philadelphia to
no
have
doubt.
Howie Roseman as the Eagles GM.
Incredibly
that was
lucky.
A bad moment by him yesterday.
One of the worst.
It was an unnecessary moment, and it was a bad moment.
Yeah.
A petty
moment.
It was
for
petty.
Howie.
It was petty. That's exactly right.
And I don't understand why you would get petty when you're sitting up there in a press conference. Your whole role is to answer questions that scenario.
This is Devin's point. Mm-hmm. There's something in there, and this is what the Eagles continue to do. It's like, let's turn the page. We want to turn the page. We want to feel better.
It doesn't instill confidence.
Something.
And that's all he had to do with his answers was instill confidence
yes.
that, no, this was the right move. You know, we're going to be fine moving forward. And I feel worse after listening to
100%. Like, it's
worse.
Something stinks.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the A.J. Brown thing when he's asked about Jalen. And he gives, like, a couple nice words. And then it's like, yeah, but I'm not going to talk more about Jalen. It's
mm-hmm.
like, if you give that answer, you do not engender belief that there's no problem there.
Right.
You just don't. When Howie gives that answer yesterday, I walk away like, something ain't right. I don't know what it is. Something ain't right. Let's talk to Ed. Ed, you're on WIP.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear, buddy.
Awesome. Hey, listen, you're absolutely wrong about the Flyers, my man.
Okay.
Absolutely wrong. I think they did a great job with that trade. Obviously, they weren't strong enough to get in as it was, and even if they did get into the playoffs.
Well, they were strong enough. I mean, listen, they barely missed it, so obviously
right.
they could have.
Fine, fair point.
And let's be real, Ed, probably would have. Probably.
And that's fine. I'll give you that. That's fine. You're right about that. They probably would have. Where would they have gone in the playoffs?
Don't know.
Nowhere.
Don't know.
Ah, come on, stop it. Stop it.
Look, they're obviously
relying on somebody else. Missed it by them. Tying the gate.
Ed, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What team was it about 3 years ago that had the greatest record in the history
the
of hockey? The Boston Bruins.
Bruins, yep.
And they lost in the playoffs in four games in the first round. They had the greatest record of all time. Look, Ed, do I think the Flyers are going to win the Stanley Cup this year? I do not. Do I know that hockey is a sport that lends itself to crazy bounces and anything can happen? And you can't win unless you get – it's sort of like Wayne Gretzky. Gretzky said years ago, what was the line? You miss
100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. The Flyers, like, they kind of, like, didn't take the shot. And then they missed the playoffs on the last game. Like, I hear you, but I need you to hear me, man. That's frustrating.
I
mean, my God, they were in a playoff position and traded away at the trade deadline.
And they told us every step of the way to temper our expectations
they did.
That they were going to do this and that they would be better prepared for the future.
I know.
This was all part of a grand scheme to be better down the line.
But
I will say this.
You
got to just give them that trust.
But at least when the Sixers traded Michael Carter-Williams all those years ago, when he had just started, you know, they were whatever they were, probably 10 and freaking 35. I mean, this was a team. Anyway,
defense really quick? Do you remember when you guys had Jonesy on? I don't think I was in that day.
Yeah.
He came on. It was right before the trade deadline. And you were talking about how the Flyers were exceeding expectations. And he said, yeah, playoffs are great, but we're trying to win a Stanley Cup.
I know.
We're not trying to just make it to the playoffs. I think that's been their whole mentality. And look, the collapse at the end isn't great. But I also think that if the ultimate goal is winning the Stanley Cup, you have to be willing to trade away some talent.
I grant that. But I'll say this. Then, to me, there's now a greater bullseye in the next 3 years because you took away a playoff berth from all of us as fans. Mm-hmm. So to me, I hear you, Devin. I agree with you. And look, ultimately, if they go out there and have a great future and whoever they got for this guy becomes good, okay. But like, this morning I'm annoyed. Ed, give me an answer. Give me a four. This is for the Aerosmith tickets.
Sure. Let's go with the 4th of July.
Oh, that's a big one, too.
Nice.
That's a big one.
Big answer.
By the way, got to get an answer from Seltzer here. Kind of went beneath the radar. A lot of topics going on yesterday, Philly sports related, but Ozzie Albies, James.
Oh, yeah.
A broken toe for the outstanding shortstop of the Atlanta Braves.
Second baseman.
And it's the big toe?
I assume so.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we looking at, James?
I mean, he's one of their best players. I mean,
Ozzie Albies,
he's probably one of the two best second basemen in baseball, Ozzie. It's like him and Marcus Semien, probably the two best in baseball. He's a phenomenal player. Yeah, it's a big loss.
Give me a month. Give me a month and a half.
I mean, it's his foot. It probably could be about, a month, something like that.
Comes back and he
struggles. Big toe.
I thought it was his big toe, yeah.
Wow. There you go. I'm waiting.
Hey, if it's
that matters,
not the big
dude.
Toe,
it matters.
It matters less.
Especially
big toe matters a lot more.
Winning the division, and getting games when you can get them.
I know.
Any sort of little burst you can get matters.
No question. All right, 215-592-9494. We were just talking about Howie Roseman. I see on our board here our guy Ruben Amaro calling in. Ruben, good morning, pal.
Good morning, my brethren. I think I know a little bit something about trading away good players.
Oh.
You've had some experience along those lines?
I've got tremendous experience in this area. Now, I don't want to be – I was listening to what you guys were saying about Howie and how he handled that. I mean, it's no secret. Howie and I have a nice relationship, and I do not want to be an apologist for him. That said, I will tell you that there's information about things that happen and reasons why you make these difficult decisions that, frankly, it's not fair to all parties involved to disclose all the information that's associated with some of these decisions that you make. And so it's not necessarily about talent for talent, but there's so many other factors about decisions that you make to do things that, frankly, I don't think the public needs to know. And I know that everybody wants to know why we do all these things or why we make decisions, but sometimes you have to hold, you hold that closer to your vest.
Listen, Ruben, I appreciate the perspective, obviously, and it's fascinating what you're saying. What about the approach, and I don't know if this was your thing or not back in the day, of leaking info to message things to the fans through a reporter so you don't have to go on the record yourself, but you get the information to the fans so people at least have an understanding of why you arrived at the decision you arrived at?
Yeah, that's a very interesting concept. And, there were times when I guess that was appropriate, but not all the time. And so, you want to have a level of integrity when you're in those positions, whereby that's not happening all that often. And sometimes it's weird because you don't want to, as a fan, I understand this with the fan base, you don't just want to go along with blind faith. You want to be criticized and you want to be scrutinized. But at the same time, there are reasons that sometimes can't get disclosed. And I have no idea what the reasons are in this situation.
Yeah.
But I do know that there's difficult decisions that have to be made sometimes. And sometimes you keep those closer to the vest.
Aren't you prepared for those questions, though, Rube, and answer it? It was the way he answered it. He should have been prepared for that question.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right, and he's usually very prepared. I mean, you know, Howie's Howie. I mean, Howie's a – the guy's a great executive, and he's had a lot of success. Are we all flawed as executives? Sure. But, again, you know, sometimes – you know, we weren't perfect. There were times when I was snarky. I get it. I was kind of a tool sometimes, but I tried to be available and honest and open.
You were, Ruben. No, I remember those days.
Hey, Ruben, do you remember any times
you don't do it perfectly?
Yeah, Ruben, your phone cut out for 1 second there. John, go ahead.
Ruben, do you remember any times like this recent time we saw Howie sort of get a little snippy with a reporter? Do you remember any times that you regret like that, where you took it a step too far, where you were a jerk and you regret it to this day?
Yes, plenty of times. One in particular, it was hurtful to the player. Was when I had that discussion about Cesar Hernandez, who had been playing very well at second base, and Utley had been hurt. And I said something snarky about, well, you know, he's going to have to, like, earn his place back at second base. That was the stupidest thing I've ever said.
Yeah, because you were saying that about Chase, you mean, right?
Yeah,
that's a mistake for sure. Well, look, I mean, I'll say this, Ruben. I can totally understand how, I mean, without fully being able to understand it, but I can understand from afar, it's got to be incredibly uncomfortable to answer these probing questions. But to Rhea's point, you know, Howie didn't do well with that one yesterday, and it wasn't even that it wasn't even that probing. It wasn't like, do you think Hassan Reddick's not going to be that good next year? It was
one of the main big things you'd expect to be prepared for.
But I get it, Ruben. You're saying those things are tough moments to deal with sometimes.
There are very difficult moments. Listen, I traded Cliff Lee. That was a sort of a bonehead. And so I had to live with that. I didn't want to trade Cliff Lee.
Did you say sort of a bonehead?
Yeah. I mean, it was a full bonehead. But the reality of it is that sometimes you have to do things and that you don't like to do or don't want to do. And it makes it difficult to sort of rationalize or deal with them, and you know, just like any other human being, you feel uncomfortable about having to deal with it in the public.
All right, Ruben, great stuff, my man. We'll get you in here again soon, and thanks for the perspective. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's why we love having you on the show, Ruben. It's fascinating. Thanks, pal.
Absolutely, anytime, guys. Listen, I'm really bummed out about the Flyers, but they had a great run, and I bet they got a great future myself. I just want to drop that.
And, Ruben, one final thing. Can you text Howie and get the real answer in Hassan Reddick and then let us know?
I love it. I love it, boys.
And by the way, while we're at it, why did you trade Cliff Lee?
All right, guys.
We determined
have a nice afternoon.
We'll do it in studio someday. See you, Ruben.
Thanks, Ruben. Well, great. He said it was kind of a bonehead. And then he said it was a bonehead.
Full on. Yeah. Full on.
Full
on
bonehead.
No, that's good stuff. Look, there's always stuff behind the scenes that we don't know about. I remember Charlie Manuel telling me years ago, this was long after he had retired. He got fired. But, you know, he was no longer a manager. And he told me one time, and I wasn't even probing. We were just having a conversation. And he just on his own sort of offered up. He said, you can't imagine how many times in the course of a season you think this player should bat, you know, pinch hit or start that day or whatever, but I have someone else do it because I know the guy that you think should do it is having a bad day, something's going on with his family, you know, like there's something that there could be an injury situation. He's like, you can't fathom how much you don't know that I know as the manager that leads to me making decisions on this guy instead of that guy. And then I'll get criticized, and it is what it is, and people wail away. So, like, again, we still don't know on the Reddick thing. I think the thing about yesterday, John, that was so annoying is, well, there's a lot of – we want to know. It wasn't even that probing of a question.
It wasn't a gotcha question.
It wasn't a gotcha question at all.
No.
So, but Ruben's point is sometimes you just answer questions in a dumb way, and that's fair. All right, 215-592-9494.
This was in such a way that it almost discouraged further questions along those lines. Like, I hope it doesn't discourage other people from asking.
They won't. This is Philadelphia Sports Media. Philadelphia Sports Media. Okay. The next time, listen, it might not be asked after the draft. Well, like, they draft a kid in the first round. And then Howie does a press conference that night.
Well, that's part of the problem.
It might, but there will be another chance at some point.
We're looking at months now.
Well, hopefully he's on our show in a couple weeks, and we'll ask him.
I hope so.
What the hell happened with Hassan Reddick?
Right, because right now there's not really a great window of accessibility.
Right.
You know, now
that's right.
He just spoke.
But probably in a couple weeks,
that'd be great.
Back at it. All right, let's get to Jack. He's calling from Doylestown. Elliot Sherpark's with us in 5 minutes. Good morning, Jack.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Jack?
Hey, so, Joe, I'm saying a prayer for you today. You know, you got a big day. You're sending an email and taking your mom to an appointment. So,
well done.
I'm trying to get a book published. I'm submitting parts of the book to a publisher. I mean, you know, let me just say.
So pressing send, that takes how much longer
also,
for you?
Also, can't you just remember it? Like, it's write an email. Got it. Forget that today.
Jack, here's
important email. Won't forget
it
that.
It was the Sixers
important.
and the Phillies that kind of I was
Jack,
found bizarre.
Jack, here's what Uncle June has to say to all of you.
Where did he get the effrontery?
Don't be coming after me. Right? I share my life. I come in here.
Here I am. I lay myself bare.
I mean, I give you my schedule for today. Don't rip me. All right, hello, Jack. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can schedule emails too, but that's too future for you. Sixers playing tonight, man. Embiid's going to get his. Butler's going to get his. It's everybody else is the key. You know, it's Lowry knowing the Heat. You know, that knowledge might help. But I think Hield and Oubre are going to be open more. They're going to have open looks. I think they'll lock them down. So, Sixers okay.
Jack, I'm with you to an extent, but not fully there. And here's what I object to. The Embiid's going to get his. I don't know that. What I do know is in his career – which has now been six playoff runs so far, Joel Embiid averages significantly less points in playoff games than regular season games. He has to prove to me, the guy that goes out there in the regular season that gets 30, 32, 35 points a game, when the playoffs happens, will get you 30, 32, 35, and if necessary, 40 points in a playoff game. Go to the nth degree. I saw LeBron James last night. He was one rebound, one assist short of a triple-double. He took a freaking charge by Zion Williamson, who destroyed LeBron. LeBron hung in there for that charge. Like, that's the kind of will I need from Joel tonight and for 2 months. And he's never demonstrated it in the spring. Let's see if he can crank it up. We'll find out.
That's true. The Flyers, you know, nobody had expectations for him this year. Short term, you know, the collapse was horrible. Long term, they're going to be okay. You know, they got some good draft picks. Hopefully, they work out. It's nice with having Briere and Keith Jones in there, a different regime. But, you know, if they made the playoffs, they were going to lose first round anyway. So I know you said they can make a run, but this team could make a run.
Well, we'll see. I mean, in the future, we'll see. Jack, give me an answer here for a four.
How about 4th and 26?
Oh, that's another good one. We're getting really good answers here today. Really, really good answers. Let's get to last night's Phillies game. We certainly don't want to shortchange the reality that they got two games above 500, first time this year, I believe, right? Ranger obviously was the star. He was spectacular. JT, though, he was the one that got him going early.
Here's the 2-2 again. It's blasted. Up the alley, left center field. On the run, Jones to the wall. It's gone! JT Realmuto with a two-run home run, his third home run of the season. And the Phillies take the early 2-0 lead.
So it was a 2-0 lead at that point. Then a 3-0 lead when Bryce Harper had the RBI double. Then, late in the game, and you already felt pretty good about it, but Bryce pretty much salted it away, taking a 3-0 game, making it a 5-0 game.
Kinley kicks the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit deep, right field, and that is gone. A laser into the lower seats in right field, and Bryce Harper ends his home run drought with a bullet home run to right. 5-0 Phillies.
All right, but in all due respect to JT and Bryce and Marsh with his good defensive play and all that stuff, the night was Rangers night. He was spectacular. It was getting a little iffy there at the end. Was he going to be able to finish the game or not? A couple guys on base. Initially, only one out with two guys on base. Strikeout for the second out, and then the final out of the inning of the game for a complete game Ranger shutout.
The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball right back at him, and fittingly, Rangers got it. Turns, fires, and it's a shutout for Suarez. 5-0, Phillies win it. As Rangers Suarez throws the first complete game shutout of the season by a Phillies pitcher, and just the second of his major league career.
You know, watching that game last night, there was so much going on, the Flyers, the NBA playoffs, the Phillies thing. You know, one of the things there in the ninth was, is Ranger actually going to be able to finish this thing? His pitch count obviously had gotten over 100. Rob Thompson, after the game, said if it wasn't for the out at that moment, that was going to be it. That was his last shot.
So after the eighth, he's at 89. Do you even say anything to him, or is it just kind of like?
I went down and just made sure he was all right. And he was. He's been pretty stress-free 89 pitches. So, you know, I felt.
No, my fault there. That was prior to the ninth. He goes out there, a couple guys on base, and then this was the last batter he was going to face.
I'll take it, Ranger, out at all.
That was his last hitter, as a matter of fact. I mean, complete game shutout. It's important to the player, but keeping him healthy is important as well, and that would have been his last hitter.
All right, 215-592-9494 to react to everything last night at Philly Sports, including just a masterful job by Ranger John. And listen, for all the talk, and I think it's been rightfully so, about the bats being bad, the pitching has been phenomenal.
It has been. And we were warned that Ranger was going to be different and better this year. And we just hadn't had a chance to really see it. He's always struggled to get into our country for spring training, and so he hasn't had as much time in camp. And when we were down there in Clearwater, everyone was saying, man, he is so dialed in this year because he's actually been here, that he didn't have the normal problems. Wait till you see Ranger Suarez. And right now, through four games, he's 3-0, and his ERA is 1.73.
Guys, how about this reality? And, James, I don't know if it's ever happened. Maybe it happened with the four aces. I don't know. We could look it up. You could have three starting pitchers make the All-Star team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could have
you really could.
You have three guys in the top 10 of Cy Young, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
You could have three guys in the top 5 of Cy Young.
Well, that's like a Gary.
You could have three guys in the top 3 of Cy Young.
Yeah.
You could have three guys in the top 2 of Cy Young. No. All right, it's good stuff. What Wheeler, Nola, and Ranger are doing, obviously
and by the way,
helping
Bryce is starting to get going again.
Last night he did. Yeah. Last night he did. All right, let's talk more. You know, Howie Roseman, everything he said yesterday at the podium, along with Nick Sirianni, plus the Sixers is tonight. It's Joel Embiid versus Jimmy Butler. We had a poll result yesterday in which 82% of people said they'd rather have Joel tonight than Jimmy tonight. By the way, let's also get to today's Twitter poll questions of the day, both of them brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2024 Chevy Trax, it's arriving daily at Armin Chevrolet. Starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Today's poll questions. The first, did the Flyers make a mistake being a seller instead of a buyer at the trade deadline? A, yes. B, no. Ultimately, of course, that we know they missed the playoffs. Second poll question, who wins tonight? The Sixers or the Heat? All right.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!